The Warriors' Christmas in Cleveland, bringing us a matinee with intensity as Kevin Durant with a tremendous effort, a game-high 36 points, and a pair of trays to go with 15 rebounds. Draymond Green added 16 points and Stephen Curry 15 points, while Klay Thompson delivered 5 3-pointers on his way to 24 points. Yet the Cavs hung in the game and with a late surge grab a 1-point win, 109-108 the final. Here's Coach Kerr and KD.
Yeah, we had a chance to put them away for sure, and we had several bad possessions in a row, and we had a rebound that we couldn't quite gather, and I think Love got a dunk. And I think we turned it over at the other end. I don't know how many turnovers we had, maybe 20. Too many turnovers, but we had control of the game, and we did not execute at all in the fourth quarter, and it's a great tape to look at. It will be quite valuable for us to look at that tape because we. You know, we know we let it slip away.
How do you think they handle, you know, the kind of pressure Cleveland puts on you with the physicality and the relentlessness? How do you think your guys handled?
Well, I mean, it was a mix. You know, we did some good things offensively, and that there were times when we did not handle the pressure well. And, you know, the 20 turnovers, I thought a lot of them early were not even due to the pressure. It was more just decision making around the back passes in the paint. You know, silly plays. We just have to make simple plays, and we talk about that all the time, but we've got to make it more of a habit.
Andre's been so good for you guys in this matchup. This is just a rough night for him overall.
Yeah, it just wasn't his night, and that's the way it goes.
Talk about that Kevin's play at the end.
You know, obviously we had 3.5 seconds, so we had plenty of time. We were just trying to free him up and give him some space. And I haven't seen the replay. Somebody said Richard stepped on his foot, and that's what knocked him off balance. But I haven't seen it. So we tried to get him the ball with some space and spread the floor, but didn't work out.
What do you think about his overall play?
KD was phenomenal. He was incredible. And we couldn't quite close the game out, but obviously he gives us a different dimension in this matchup. It's wonderful for us as a coaching staff, and it relieves a lot of pressure to be able to put the ball in his hands and give him space. So he was tremendous tonight, and like I said, I thought we had everything going our way, and we didn't execute. We let it slip away, and we've got a lot to learn from that game, and I'm happy about that.
Coach, Steph, he has his moments against this team, but for the most part, they do a good job of kind of containing his numbers. What is it exactly that they do to kind of keep him out of rhythm and out of sync?
Well, they're a good defensive team. They've got a lot of speed, and they're doing what everybody else is doing. People are paying a lot of attention to Steph, and that's what he's going to see every night. He had a tough night, and I'm not worried about anything like that. It's just there are nights when things don't go your way, and I think he can be a little smarter. I think he can make better decisions, and that'll help against anybody. But I'm not worried about him missing shots. I'm more worried about just decision making and making sure that we're where we need to be, you know, as a group.
Yeah, they made shots. Kyrie hit shots, fallaways and step backs, and the tough shot at the end of the game. And you know, we didn't execute as well as we should have, but we had the game. They shot 18 more shots than us. They shot 38% from the field. We had more assists, but we had too many turnovers. That's the thing. It's two games in a row. We got to control that. So, still, we lost by 1 point with all of that happening. So, you know, definitely get better. It's one game in December. Got to move on. Get ready to go home. Be on a nice little home stand ahead of us, so we'll see.
Andy, did you feel, this is your first game, did you feel integrated into this rivalry? Did it feel as thick or as bad blood as it has been the last couple of years?
Man, I was lost in the game. I wasn't even paying attention to all of that stuff. You know, I was just hooping. I was hooping. And it's a competitive game. Both teams came with it. And especially that's what you won on Christmas. It was a great game. But all that other extra stuff, you know, at the end of the day, you're going to be who you are. And I went out there and did what I was supposed to do as far as preparing for the game and, you know, not getting distracted by all that extra stuff. You know, we should have won the game. I felt like we should have won. But, hey, we lost. We got to move on and grow from it and get better. But, You know, when you, once you get in between the lines, all the hype and all that other stuff goes out the window. You just got to hoop.
18 offensive rebounds for them. What was the issue on the glass?
They shoot a lot of threes, so a lot of long rebounds. And, you know, we got a gang rebound, but we only beat us by two on the glass. Although they had 18 offensive rebounds, like I said, they got 18 more shots than us. So, you know, we just got a gang rebound. That's been something that we've been good at the last few weeks, but tonight we had to be a little bit better. But turnovers, you know, we up 13, we had a layup, you know, ball fumbled out of bounds, you know, that at the end there, up three, we had a layup, Kyrie tipped the ball, made a great play. So just timely turnovers, I think, got us tonight.
You talk about your aggressiveness tonight, and it seemed like once Dre got that third and you went and talked to him, it kind of sparked you a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we seen something in that third quarter and the start of the fourth. You know, and they just told me to go, don't look the pass. So I just tried to be me and be aggressive, miss or make. And I thought I was decent. I could have been better. I could have made more shots. But like I said, learn from it, grow from it, and just keep being who I am.
And as the Warriors return home to the Bay Area, a couple of more games are in store before the new year. And Wednesday night at Oracle Arena, the Toronto Raptors visit. In Cleveland, I'm Lawrence Scott.